A longtime Bristol Bay drift fisherman has invented a device intended to help keep salmon from being bruised, cut, and stepped on as they are being picked out of nets. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Dave Hansen is from Bellingham, Washington, and he skippers the fishing vessel Eskimo Viking. His quest for a better quality fish led him to create a device that has come to be known as the salmon slide. It's basically a device that prevents fish from hitting the deck after they've been picked out of the net. Hansen says it can help prevent fish from getting bruised.
They're getting sloshed back and forth by the waves. They're getting stepped on. They're getting kicked forward into the fish hatches. And on many vessels, there's all these sharp edges, you know, hatch combings, railroad tracks for the reel. So there's just multiple sources for these fish to get bruises. And that's the huge issue in Bristol Bay, is the poor quality and primarily due to bruising.
The latest version of Hansen's idea is the third incarnation that he's tested on his vessel over the past few years, and it basically intercepts fish between the net and the deck and then slides them into a chute that then moves the fish to the holds. Hansen says he initially started with just a square piece of rubberized tarp.
It helped quality for sure. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to see that when a fish lands on a trampoline, it's so much better than hitting a hard deck. But that square tarp, it created a lot of problems. The fish got underneath it. It was underfoot, underway. The crew didn't like it.
Hansen was not happy with the first incarnation of the salmon slide and decided to try again by bringing his boat down to Washington. Hansen confirmed that he received some financial assistance from Trident Seafoods to develop a better system.
And I finally came up with what I thought would work. And so by attaching the trampoline solidly on the reel end, solidly on the roller end, you could create a real tight trampoline.
Hansen says he used the salmon slide extensively this past summer, and it had some added benefits that he didn't foresee.
Primarily listing of the vessel, especially with refrigerated systems with using a lot of water. Water follows the list. If you start listing to the port, the water starts going to the port, and that list gets worse. This system of mine just eliminated that. The fish slid down the trampoline. We discovered right away that, hey, if we put a buoy on the port side, they can't go port anymore. They all have to go to the starboard. Worked beautifully. That was the biggest unforeseen benefit, the directional capability of using this thing, putting the fish wherever you wanted them.
Last week, Hansen demonstrated the salmon slide for processors and interested fishermen in Bellingham, Washington. And earlier this week, he did the same in Dillingham. Hansen confirmed that he has orders for 50 salmon slides, and he anticipates that there could be 100 to 150 slides in use in the bay this coming summer. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.